From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Oscar-winning actress Marion Cotillard's latest movie is a French film about two broken individuals who find love at the edge of the sea. It's poetic, beautiful to look at, and not necessarily playing at a theater near you. But this summer you could see Ms. Cotillard on screens across the country in a very different kind of movie, the blockbuster Batman sequel, The Dark Knight Rises.
Bruce Wayne. At a charity ball.
Cotillard has been a Hollywood star since 2008 when she won an Oscar for her performance as Edith Piaf in the film La Vie en Rose.
Il avait des grands yeux très clairs ou parfois pas.
Il avait deux grands yeux très clairs. Tu comprends ce que tu chantes ou tu fais juste des sons?
Tu veux quoi?
Une articulation parfaite.
Ça n'existe pas, chante comme je parle.
Mal.
And Marion Cotillard joins us now from New York City. Ms. Cotillard, welcome to the program.
Hello.
If I were to tell someone that there's this French movie about a love affair between a beautiful killer whale trainer who loses her legs in an accident and an impoverished street fighter, it doesn't sound all that inviting, but it's one of the most acclaimed films of the year. It's very engaging. What is Rust and Bone about for you?
Well, it's what you said, a love story, a very unusual and unconventional love story between two people who were not supposed to meet. And I would replace, in your description, I would replace killer whales by orcas.
That it's not a killer whale. You're sticking up for the whale or just for accuracy?
I'm sticking up for the whale, but not for the killer.
The whale does terrible damage to your character.
It does.
You're pulled into the water, and there's a scene in which you wake up in a hospital bed and you realize what's happened. You will hear a bit of that.
What we hear in that take is almost nothing, almost an inner struggle. And that leads to the question, what did you do with my legs? Which is a crazy question.
From that point on in the film, you play a woman who's lost her legs. And it is amazing what somebody in special effects did with this movie because you look as though you have no legs below the knee throughout. How did they do this?
Well, we worked with amazing CGI guys. And when I was in the wheelchair, I would just fold my legs in a special space that they had created, built in the wheelchair. And when I was, like, with bare legs, I wore green socks most of the time and with little dots on those socks, and they just erased my legs in post-production. But what was really incredible was that they were on set all the time, those guys, and they were so discreet that it was really as if I had no legs on set.
Was the whole special effects team there also for the sex scene, which you don't have legs?
Well, yeah. That created pretty funny situations. Because that was when I would do shadows on Mathias Schoenaert, my co-star. I would do shadows on his back, and we couldn't use certain takes because of that. So we were directed by Jacques Audiard, but also those two guys, and we just had a lot of fun. It's usually what happens during sex scenes. You have a lot of fun, so you can relax, you know.
This might strike some people as a rather awkward situation to be in, but no.
But you know, when it's an awkward situation, you have to do something out of it. And but those scenes were very special because the sex is a big part of this movie. Without it, we would miss something. Mm-hmm. And also, something happened to me on set when we were filming those scenes. It was that I was very happy for my character because she went through so much And then suddenly she's going to reconnect with sexuality, with her sexuality. And so it was, usually I'm really in a very bad state when I on those days with the sex scenes. But on this movie, it was very, very different. I accepted much easier.
I want to ask you something completely different here. This is an exchange from Woody Allen's Midnight in Paris, in which you played the mistress of Pablo Picasso. This is a little bit of dialogue between you and the actor Owen Wilson.
Okay.
For me, La Belle Époque Paris would have been perfect.
Really?
Yes.
Better than now?
You know, the whole sensibility, the street lamps, the kiosks, the horse and carriages, and Maxim's then.
You speak very good English.
Which is precisely my question. You speak very good English. how did you come by your very good English?
Well, first of all, I love English language, so it makes it easier. And also when I was in Los Angeles in 2008 and I met with Michael Mann and we did this movie together, I really had to work on my American accent. And I worked for 4 months every day with a dialect coach. And I improved my English a lot. I still have a lot of work, but I feel much more comfortable than a few years ago when I got here and I couldn't express myself properly.
Well, you expressed yourself at the Academy Awards when
you won an Oscar. It was very bad English.
We'll let the listeners decide. Here you are. Okay.
Well, I'm speechless now. I thank you, life. Thank you, love. And it is true there is some angels in this city. Thank you so, so much.
Okay, so an English teacher would say, there are some angels.
There are, of
There
course.
Are some angels. Apart from that, that's a point off. Otherwise, an A- for that.
Well, it's just that I couldn't prepare anything, and what came out of my mouth was just, like, super fresh and not always good English. But, the way it was.
Did you study English in school?
Oh, yeah, but we study English with French teachers who have most of the time a very, very bad accent. So we learn to speak English like that, and it's very French.
That's the way Americans expect you to speak English like that.
Yeah.
Marion Cotillard, thank you very much for speaking with us in awfully good English, I might add.
Thank you.
About Rust and Bone.
Thank you. Bye.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.